Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with love advice right after this short song.
I bought some Twinkies. I bought some Ding Dongs. I bought some Ho-Hos and some powdered sugar donuts. I poured some sugar in my Pepsi. I had 7 cups of coffee with some fudge. I ate a Snickers bar. I ate an Almond Joy. I poured some sugar on a Milky Way and ate it. And now I'm driving on the freeway. And if you cut me off, I think I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, yeah, kill you, kill you.
I pulled a booger out of my nose. I poured some sugar on the booger and I ate it. I mean sugar boogers.
Yeah, yeah, sugar, sugar, kill you. Sugar's good, yeah. Beep.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Christy Lee at the top news desk, and we're joined by the lovely Allie Breen. Hey, Allie, where are you?
I'm back in New York. In New York City.
New York.
Yeah, I don't know why that came out so weird.
You've been in the Midwest recently, apparently.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, Allie, you always help us with love trouble.
Yes.
Let's just get right to it. What's going on?
Here we go. Dear Allie, I met a girl on Tinder and was disappointed at first that she was a lot heavier than her picture. We ended up getting along great, though, and we're about to go on our 4th date. The problem is that she dresses really slutty, to be blunt, and with a few extra pounds, it's not a good look. How can I bring it up without sounding like a jerk?
Are you attracted to her or not?
Yeah, but I don't know if you... I understand what this is going... That's tough. I mean, how do you say, hey, I really like you, but... The way you dress is terrible.
Yeah,
I speak from experience because I get told that by my girlfriend every day.
It's only because you dress terrible.
Not always.
That's a tough one. I don't know. Maybe she thinks that's what attracted him, and she likes to dress that way.
I don't see any way early on in a relationship you can say, "Hey, look, you know, maybe the leather brassiere and the
no."
Heavy makeup.
Yeah.
She's wearing what she likes. It's your problem if you don't like it.
But he likes her.
I like that.
I don't know. Allie, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say most guys just want the clothes to come off at some point, right? Like, I don't know that they're that concerned.
No, but he doesn't want to go somewhere and everyone's looking and going, hey, look, have you seen her? My God, where is she? She auditioning.
Oh, so now you're... But you're more concerned about what people think of you because you're with her than what she looks like.
This guy is. I think
that's ridiculous. Exactly.
Is that a
right.
guy thing? I think guys. No, don't, I think. The, I think this think guy, guys even pay attention.
No, I think this guy's concerned that if he goes out with her, they're going to look and go, "Geez."
So what?
Yes. So what? Exactly. The answer is so what.
That should be so yeah. what.
If this is a problem, you need to stop seeing this girl.
Right. If that's what he's concerned about. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, do her a favor.
Yeah, just take her to Rocky Horror, she'll have to change.
Oh. Well, yeah, maybe they could do a few, like, at-home dates until they're more comfortable with each other. I don't know.
She's going to wear what she wants to wear. No, this guy shouldn't be seeing her, I don't think.
Now, Josh, have you ever tried to change the taste of...
The taste?
A woman's taste?
No. Wow.
Have her eat pineapple. Go
no,
on.
No. Don't be so vulgar. Yes. Don't be so vulgar. No, I meant.
Is that a girl thing too? I thought that only worked with guys.
No, I think it works with girls.
Really? I didn't. That's a whole different topic. We'll have to get some letters about that.
I have no idea.
Now, Josh, have you ever? Now, Christy, you're a woman. You've, I'm sure, tried to alter several of these men in the course of your life.
I've bought clothes for people before. Sure.
Maybe. No. I have never told a woman what she should or shouldn't wear.
Okay.
Even if I thought it was inappropriate at the time, I'd know. She was wearing whatever she was comfortable in. That's the most important thing to me. So long as she's comfortable, I don't care.
Where are guys like you? You are so grounded.
No. He's lying.
No,
remember,
I'm not.
I remember.
Now I have.
Lies.
I have said things like, I've told my mom, like I've warned her before, like, hey, The girl I'm dating dresses a little.
Yeah, Judy's going to be going to church with us wearing assless chaps. I just want to let you know.
If I thought anybody would have a problem with it, I would warn the people who I would think would maybe have a problem with it as opposed to having
the T-shirt that has a big arrow pointing down that says, shaved, you bet.
Oh, my God.
Or just says shaved.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I
mean, what if he bought her something?
No.
What if he got her a gift?
Too early.
And that's the, unless there's a reason.
I think that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea, but I think this is, I think he's answering his own, he's not that attracted to her, or if he's so worried about what people
take her
thinking.
Over to Dress he's Barn
too,
and,
oh my God.
Oh, wait a minute.
Too,
that's your
too
joke.
Early.
What is it?
That is my joke.
What is it again?
Lane Bryant.
Lane Bryant. Yeah. See, that would be rough. That'd be embarrassing. get her a gift card from Lane Bryant. And no, I don't know.
Dress Barn must be the worst name for a store there is. Yeah, That's horribly offensive.
But they have normal size clothes.
I know. Yeah. As Josh has pointed out, you'd think that'd be the place for the.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So this guy's problem is he likes
it's his problem.
He likes her even though she's a little heavy, but he just doesn't like the way she dresses. Yeah, I don't think. I think the only way to address would be to get her a gift. That'd be kind of open the door.
But I think it's too early in the relationship. They've only gone on 4 dates. That's kind of early.
And that might not work totally. I had a friend who had a like one night stand with a girl. They met at a club and she was dressed to be out at a club. And the next day he was like, oh, you want to go to breakfast? We'll go by your house if you want first, you know, so she could change presumably. And they went by her house. She ran in and she ran outside in the exact same heels and tight little dress. And, you know, he couldn't be like, oh, I meant you should change. You know, they just went out to breakfast that way. There's nothing you can do.
She was proud of her walk of shame, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm on it, baby.
Okay, well, I'm not sure we've done any damage here, but let's keep moving forward. Right. What else have you got, Allie?
All right. Dear Allie, my husband and I have been together for 6 years, and he's never cheated, but he's a big fan of strip clubs. I just found out that he encouraged a particular stripper to go back to college and is now helping pay for her classes.
Oh, my God.
He insists there's nothing going on and acts like I'm being mean by being mad about it.
That's right.
But to me, it's emotional and financial cheating.
Yep. You're right. She's absolutely right.
Hmm. Yeah. That's too invested.
Yes. That's cheat. That's worse than having just sex with someone, I think, because you're emotionally involved with them.
Not to mention it financially.
Yeah. That's money that's taken out of the kid's mouth.
Is this a loan or?
It doesn't sound like it.
Oh, that's bad. This is bad. This is
your thoughts, John?
I think this is pretty problematic.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, man, but I've been in a few situations in my day, and this isn't good.
What is your question?
I don't think he is cheating physically.
I don't know.
I don't think the stripper would do that.
But
hey, did you see Galaxy got a report card, honey? She's doing great in philosophy.
As soon as the stripper has sex with him, there would be a fear in her mind that would end the financial support. Mm. She's doing what strippers do. She's stringing him along for money.
Yeah.
So I think I don't think he's cheating, but
he's
a different type of cheating.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a really bad situation. He's just going to get in deeper because she's going to need more money for more things, probably.
Man, she's going to or she's going to drop out. And how does
she needs to make this end.
How does he know? Is she going to bring? Like, is he going to want to see her report cards?
Yeah.
And know if his money is being invested
well? That's what I just
said. Oh, I'm sorry.
He said, hey, honey, Galaxy just got straight A's in philosophy.
Put that on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because, they're going to have a huge, this is a marriage counseling thing. This is, we need to sit down and talk about
that's
this.
Good, that is good advice,
Christy.
Yeah, go see a counselor.
Party that doesn't, because she needs to hear it from someone.
He's arguing like, hey, you're being mean by trying to prevent this girl from getting educated, essentially.
Yeah,
which
but with their money.
Money.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't like he asked her. He didn't come home and say, hey, by the way, I have a friend who needs some help financially.
You know that college fund we had for little Bobby?
Right.
Galaxy's using that
Destiny
right
now. Destiny
is now. Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay. Dear Allie, my boyfriend who I moved in with about a year ago has 2 kids who I love. We have them every other weekend and used to always do fun stuff together. Lately, though, he's been going out with his friends a lot while I stay home and watch the kids. I don't mind it once in a while, but it's been at least the last 4 weekends.
Oh.
I'm starting to feel like his own personal babysitter. Oh. What should I do?
Yeah, they got to talk this one through. That's not right.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them know for sure that you're not happy with that situation.
Now, the babysitter.
The poor kids, too.
The babysitter
too,
isn't
the kids.
Going through college.
No, this is about quality time with your kids. This is this guy's situation. He should be spending time with his children. He only gets them every other weekend, and he chooses his friends over his kids. There's something really sad about that, in my mind. But
I'm with Christy. Really, I think that's more important than the boyfriend-girlfriend issue.
Maybe right. They're really rocking friends, man. You don't know.
Or maybe these kids suck. They can be brats.
Yeah. I don't want to be around them.
That's not, that could be a thing.
God. Yeah, he's pawning them off in their jerk stage, and then he'll come back around once, yeah. once they're cool again.
Have you seen her? She's in that awkward stage.
Huh? I mean, come on. You get every other weekend to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christy, it's yep.
Spend
yep.
quality time with your kids, dude. I hate this guy.
Do you hate this guy more than the guy that's putting the stripper through college?
Yes.
The husband. Okay.
Yeah, kids are involved.
I think they're neck and neck. I don't know.
Man, did that guy write thinking that we would go, oh, your wife is being a bitch.
That's right.
Keep paying for her school. You're doing
drink beers with your buddy. Yeah.
Now go to strip clubs. It's okay.
Yeah, educate all these strippers.
College. That's a great idea.
If this guy's falling for that story, by the way, this is the guy that buys every extended warranty.
Yes.
Well, I got the undercoat.
Right. What are the chances this girl's actually going to college? Unless he's paying directly the school, you have no idea what that money's going towards.
That's right. Oh, we're jumping between stories here.
Okay, sorry. Let's get, we have time for more. What else have you got?
Okay. This one just has a weird twist. Dear Allie, I listen to Bob and Tom every morning and hope you can help. I'm feeling unfulfilled and have been for months. My girlfriend's ready for marriage, and I thought I was too, but about a week ago, we decided to split. A couple days later, we reconsidered, but we're just different. I'm a morning person, she's a night person, etc. This is my first relationship since high school, and she's had plenty of experience in this field. I'm 21 and she's 22. I know I want to split up, but I'm worried it'll throw her into a tailspin and she'll have nowhere to live. Oh, how can I break it off and make it stick? I'm 21 and she's 22,
don't
ready for marriage.
Wouldn't you want to smack these kids?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, they're, you know.
You're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the first
letter. You know what? She'll get over it. I promise.
Yeah.
I promise you. Don't make a big mistake.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. No one should get married at 21 and 22.
It sounds like he wants to break up, right?
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Go ahead
and
just break up.
You're young. It'll be bad for a few months.
Right.
And it'll be fine.
Yes.
Trust me.
That's exactly right.
Both of you will move
on. I had a friend who said this, which is true. If you want to break up with someone and there's no reason and there's a good person and he's a good person or she is, you can still break up with them.
Yeah.
You still have that right.
Now, what's the best way to do it? Text?
Well, there's
for
a
21
formula.
And 22, definitely.
How long they've been going out.
Oh, what's the formula, Chuck?
Like 6 weeks of text.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, I think we got a new angle on this, though. Which guy does Christy hate the most?
Yeah.
Like she could rank him every week.
I don't like the guy that ignores his kids.
See?
And the guy
that's number one this week.
The stripper guy.
Oh, the stripper guy's number two.
Stripper tuition guy.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying the guy needs this last letter, this guy needs to break up.
They
yeah,
can
just
do
go
it
ahead and do
Snapchat
it.
Snapchat at these ages. They can do it. They can do anything.
Break up on Snapchat?
Yeah. Well,
yep.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, dude. She'll be all right.
Does she live with him?
That's
yes.
What it sounds like.
And you, if you really want, you can break up and go, hey, you got a week. You got 2 weeks to find a place. I'm not just going to kick you out on your ass. But
the problem with that, though, is, and I think this is almost what he's saying, every time you say that, you end up staying together.
Right, but you just got to stay firm.
She'll talk him back into it. Yeah.
I know it is hard, but.
It's hard. It's firm. Is that the issue here?
Yeah, any boner word.
Breaking up is hard to do. Ask Neil Sedaka.
That's right.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, especially at that age where you don't have a lot of experience with breakups. You don't realize it's just it's necessary.
Right.
Right. And you don't have anywhere to go.
Just
you
don't marry her.
No, that's the worst thing.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
it's a lot easier to break up
bad.
Than to get divorced, let me just tell you. And a lot cheaper.
No, good point.
Yep.
Okay. We have time for one more. What is it?
Sure. Dear Allie, I just met a guy I really like, but he just got out of a 13-year marriage. We're getting hot and heavy fast, but all my friends say I'm just a rebound. Is there a chance it could work, or should I break it off before I get hurt?
No, of course it could work.
Yes.
Man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like there's a problem. Don't listen to your friends. They don't know.
They don't. Jeez,
but they're my pros, man.
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine. Keep dating. Keep seeing each other. Don't worry. You're...
I mean,
you don't think there's any psychological
there's no problem yet.
Does it say how long they've been dating?
It sounds like they just started dating. They're getting hot and heavy fast.
Oh. Yeah, you're fine.
Enjoy it. Yes. Enjoy the ride.
If problems arise, deal with them then. Yeah. But right now, enjoy
it. Why do people want to create drama that's not there?
Because their friends are creating it for them.
Yeah, well, because I think people's friends are always like, oh, they need to sow their wild oats or whatever that is. They've been stuck for 13 years. They need to get out and go crazy.
Maybe he's a guy who doesn't like wild oats. Yes. Maybe he likes a monogamous relationship and wants to be with someone that he cares about.
Yeah.
There are people like that. Not everybody is a whore.
Unfortunately.
That should be some dating website's tagline. Not everybody's a whore.
Good one, Tom.
Here, chastity for two. Our motto is not everybody's a whore. Has anybody ever done, I'm sure someone's done an analysis of the top internet dating sites to find out which ones have the horniest people?
Oh, it's got to be Tinder.
We had a similar poll recently about it had something to do with the sex.
I think when you're just swiping and meeting people.
Right, and Tinder was number one.
Which one had the most success in terms of long-term relationships? Do you know?
One that you pay for. It's got to be one you pay for, right. I think. Those are the serious people, like Match.com, eHarmony.
eHarmony, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That gets rid of the riffraff.
Yes.
And, Allie, did you meet your current friend, Michael? Did you meet him on the internet?
No, we met in person.
Okay. All right. Have you ever?
Yeah, the old-fashioned way.
Have you done any significant amounts of internet dating?
Yeah, I've done definitely. I've been in and out of internet dating. It's horrible.
Did you hear about this? The company that owns Christian Mingle, JDate, and other online dating sites will pay a $500,000 fine and nearly $1 million in restitution to customers whose subscriptions were automatically renewed or who were denied refunds when requested. Dating sites owned by Sparks Networks USA apparently automatically renewed customer payments without their consent.
Oh. Oops.
And they own both JDate and Christian Mingle?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how Judeo-Christian ethical.
Yeah, very, yes.
Very nice of them. That's
hitting all the religions.
Well, it could be a few.
What gyms used to do. Gyms used to make it impossible to cancel your...
They sure did.
Yeah. Taking that advice.
Which online dating service did you have the most success with?
I had OkCupid, I think, was the one I had the most. I went on the most dates through OkCupid, but it wasn't really successful.
I think I knew. I should do some investigating reporting.
Which
on
one? I don't do these. So which one's OkCupid? What's the hook on that one?
It's
just picture.
And that's a free site too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the free sites. It's not just picture based.
So what was the best?
Where Maria Bamford met her husband on OkCupid.
Okay, the worst date on OkCupid. What was it like?
The worst date I went on from OkCupid?
Yeah.
We went to a bar and the guy already was drunk when we started the date. Yeah, and I think I lasted for about an hour. I can't be around drunk people, especially not on a date. It's the worst.
So what'd you do?
How'd you get out?
Yeah.
I Ubered home or I called a friend. I don't even remember. It was a couple years ago. I might have done a thing where I was like, oh my God, my friend needs me. I need to leave. She just called. I got to go and just left.
So you didn't just disappear. You said something.
So how about the best date?
I've never just disappeared. I've never done the ghosting someone.
Yeah, thing. You seem like that girl would be too good to go out with a drunk guy.
Are you a lesbian?
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
How about the best date on OkCupid?
Best date on OkCupid because you can match activities that you like. And we went surfing. I went on a surf date. And that was really fun because we went surfing and then we went out to lunch. And then
you did it?
Yeah.
Did you guys do it?
It's one date.
Don't be so vulgar, Josh.
Just ask if they did it.
Yeah. It was a perfectly gentlemanly date on his part. But we went out a couple times.
Was he a gentleman when he
did
you?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.